One that we'll just start with for the ease of it is Matthew 4:18 through 22. And walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And they immediately left their nets and followed him. And going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother, and John, his brother, and in the boat with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets. And he called them. And they immediately left the boat and their father and followed him. So Jesus issues the call. Jesus himself says, "Follow me." Jesus says, "Come on, boys, now's the time. Let's go. It's time to make this step out there." Jesus calls people's hearts. I remember in my own heart, my own time when Jesus spoke to my heart very clearly that I would be a pastor, that I was called to do that. And I ignored that call for a long time and put it off and rationalized why I could or could not do it. But nevertheless, I know in my heart one specific time when Jesus spoke to me in a very subtle spiritual way with inside of my heart and said, "You are called. You will do it." And of course, eventually it came true because it is true and Jesus is truth. Now, the second aspect of the call of ministry is man responding to it. Man must respond to the call one way or the other. Now, you may respond in rejection or you may respond in acceptance. And obviously, rejection has an obvious consequence. And I don't need to even teach that angle of it because you've met people, I've met people, we see people who have rejected God's call through Jesus Christ to lead his church at times. And those people sometimes go off and become great business people, but that's not what God called them to be. Those people sometimes go off and become criminals and rejects of society.